What specifically were you looking at in terms of competition in some of these security exception procurements?
Francis, as you know, the federal government encourages competition. It's important because it provides a means to help ensure that the government is getting the best value for its investment. But there are also exceptions to full and open competition, and when putting information in open sources might compromise national security is one such exception. So what we were doing was looking at the extent to which DOD uses this exception, the extent to which there's competition, and whether the contracts were properly executed and justified.
Your report says that DOD used a single justification for and approval document that applies to multiple contracts, known as a class justification, for most national security exception contract actions that you looked at. What did you find as far as how that works for DOD's purposes?
Well, a class justification is a means of approving contracts and what multiple contracts and what agencies are able to do. There are requirements for using a class justification. There are certain thresholds in terms of approval, and the contracting officers have a responsibility to make sure that everything is done according to standards. But once a class justification is in place, it gives the agencies more flexibility in terms of doing individual contract actions under that class justification. But it's important to note that our review comparing those class justifications to the federal acquisition regulations found that they were all in compliance.
So everything looked good there. You also wrote GAO's analysis of federal procurement data found that from fiscal years 07 to 10, only 16% of all obligations under those reviews, under those actions by the military departments under the national security exception received more than one proposal. That means 84% didn't, and you have a graph to that effect in this report that we have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. Is that good? Is that bad? Is that just the way it is?
Well, contracts receiving only one proposal are considered competitively awarded if the solicitation was open to multiple offerers. So just getting one proposal does not mean it was not competitively solicited. So I'm not sure that you can necessarily draw a conclusion from that. The data were not sufficiently reliable for us to go in and look more in depth at that particular section.
So it's just one of those things, it is what it is?
For the most part.
The recommendations that you have for the Defense Department on this?
Yes, we actually had three recommendations for the Department of Defense. We looked at the military departments, as well as we understand that some of the intelligence agencies also used this exception, but it was not clear as to when data needed to be reported. We found some what we call highly classified or special access programs that may have been in, some that were not. So one recommendation was for the department to clarify the circumstances under which data needed to be reported to DOD as well as the federal procurement data system. The second recommendation deals with the review process for the class justifications, and the Air Force is implementing some new regulations, and we said the department could evaluate those to see to what extent it may be applicable department-wide. And then the third had to do with tools to help increase competition. Some of the intelligence agencies have found a way to do market research and include more vendors, and we thought that might be appropriate to others who use this exception.
Now, I want to ask you about the first one, the clarifying the circumstances. Do you have any recommendations or preferences as to how that goes, or is the onus on DOD to come up with something that will improve that process?
The onus is on DOD. Again, there are exceptions to when you need to report. The intelligence agencies have been accepted, and there's a memo or guidance accepting them. But again, we just thought clarifying that policy would be appropriate so that hopefully the data are as complete as possible that's in the system.